thanks for calling Green Valley International. Sorry, how may I help you?
Hi, Cody. This side Rajat calling from BIS Research India.
Hi.
Yeah, Cody. Actually, I'm an analyst and currently working in BIS Research and currently working on a topic geospatial service market. So.
Okay. Did you reach out on LinkedIn?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Yeah. So actually, I'm in a phase where we connect different industry experts to validate our key finding. So just want to have a discussion with you for 10 to 15 minutes, not more than that, on this particular topic. So can we discuss it right now?
So yeah, it would have to be by if you call back. So most likely around noon today.
Actually, I'm calling from India, so
okay.
It's night here. It's 11 o'clock right night.
Okay.
I will
okay,
take all
yeah.
the more than 15
I can,
minutes.
I can, yeah, we can talk.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Rajat.
Najat?
Rajat Srivastav, R-A-J-A-T.
R-A-J-A-T, okay, Rajat. And you're with your BS researcher?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, like Cody, just want to understand like what your company currently is doing right now in this particular market. And how do you see this particular market will be growing in the coming next 5 to 10 years?
I mean, we are a manufacturing company, so we manufacture the hardware, and then we also develop the software for the hardware for LiDAR.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as it goes, I definitely see that the industry itself is growing at a rapid rate, and it's at times difficult to keep up for anyone, but our company does extremely well at staying at the forefront and providing
mm-hmm.
the best solution for the best price, so...
Okay, and what particular vertical or application do you operate in? Like, are you operating in for the construction or infrastructure industry as well?
Yeah, we have clients all across the board. Forestry, we have government clients, we have universities, we have mining companies, we have consulting companies that work with AEC, as-build, 3D modeling.
Okay. So, like, just want to understand, like, what are the challenges that you are facing when it comes to serving your construction or the infrastructure customers?
I wouldn't really say there is too many restrictions. The industry, again, is growing so fast that there's clients everywhere, and it's just reaching out to them and getting the product in front of them and letting them see it, and it speaks for itself once people see it, so.
Okay, understood. Also, sorry. Also, like, want to understand, like, what makes your company's, whatever the service or the solution you are providing, your company, is better than your competitors?
I mean, that all just comes down to the person who's buying it. The thing about the industry is it is... It's vast. There's lots of individuals who are looking to just make money. There's individuals who are passionate about it. So it really just comes down to the individual who's buying it. Our products range in prices and in industry needs. So we're a global company that works with different types of industries all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes us constantly competitive. We've been in the space for a long time, early on, and it just has continued on from there. And we're well reputable. People know who we are. We have presence online. We are providing solutions that people need, and word of mouth is some of our best word.
Okay. And like you mentioned, like you are your customers coming from like different regions? or different verticals you already mentioned. So is your customers coming from various regions across the world or only from the US side? US
Oh, no, they're
specific.
coming from all around the world.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
Also, as you mentioned that you are catering various customers which are coming from civil government, commercial or the military one. So just want to understand what would be the current penetration when it comes to these particular customers, like your company is providing the service or the solutions for these particular customers. So which one have the high penetration, either it's for the military one or for the commercial one or the for the civil government one?
I mean, we don't really provide the services. Again, we provide the products, and then we work with resellers, distribution networks. We do direct sells, but not that often. So it's but we don't do like the services. We don't go and scan for individuals. Typically, they would purchase the product. We teach them how to use it, and then they would be on their way.
Okay, so when we are talking about the geospatial segment, so basically the solution segments is divided into the data acquisition, data processing, data analytics, or the integration platform. So which particular solution segment is provided by your company?
Beginning to end. So we have the hardware where you collect the raw data, and then we have the software that takes the raw data, processes it, and gives you an end deliverable of either a LAS file that can be put into our post-processing software, which gives you a plethora of tools or other post-processing softwares along with AutoCAD, Civil Engineer, or Civil 3D. Yeah, so we provide everything that's needed for client to do what they need to do. So that's why consulting agencies, smaller construction companies, larger construction companies, government agencies, look for the product because they can take it and use it themselves, do the processing, do the data collection. It's all localized. But we
Okay.
also offer cloud-based processing. If customers do want their data processed, we can offer that, but that's not our main thing. So
Okay. So just want to understand when you are talking about your clients, so those particular clients when we're talking about are either from the commercial side or the military side or from the civil government side, from which side they have the high penetration in terms
again,
of
it's all
percentage if
across
you're
the board.
talking about.
So the government, I don't have numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have numbers, but yeah, it's pretty unilateral.
Unilateral. Okay. Okay. Means
Pretty
almost
even
the
across the
same.
board.
Almost same for all the three segments.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the beauty of the technology, so.
Correct. Correct. Understood. Yeah. Also, want to understand, what are the general challenges faced by the geospatial companies in this particular market? Have you faced any of those the challenges in the past or in the current scenario?
I mean, the company definitely, had hiccups during COVID, but the whole world did. So we've rebounced back and become better. And in general, I would say the industry itself, same thing. It's pretty much bounced back and come better. So really, there isn't. It's not so much that there's challenges with the, with the industry or the market. It just is. Penetration, really. So it's again slowly growing. Events are growing. Shows are growing. So it just takes time. It's definitely like a mini Silicon Valley boom. So
Yes.
it's gonna take a little bit of time, but when it does, yeah, it's gonna be everywhere, and everyone will know exactly what it is. So.
Okay. And how you are responding to counter these particular challenges? Is there any a particular plan regarding that?
I mean, we just start from scratch, see what the customer needs, and if we can't meet those needs, then we try to help them in any way we can. But yeah, it just starts from the bare bones and go from there.
Understood. Apart from that, like, would you like just want to understood, like, what are your upcoming growth plans related to the geospatial market? When it comes to the geospatial market, like, how do you see your upcoming growth plans in the coming years? Is there any particular like new technology you are going to adopt or new data sources you are going to adopt? Just want to understand on that part.
I mean, yes. I mean, just across the board, we're going to stick within the industries that we work with currently. We're going to continue to try to evolve as a company, potentially release new products that may penetrate different types of markets. But I mean, across the board with LiDAR, the largest markets are aerial-based, so either drone or plane or helicopter, physical terrestrial scanning, being able to walk around, move around with the device. And then HD mobile mapping of streets for training data for smart cities. So those are the three key markets, and those three markets in a nutshell can also penetrate every market across the board because they kind of encompass everything. So.
Also, like, when it comes to your growth plan, so like, is business expanding into other regions is part of your growth plans? And if yes, like, which particular country you are going to target in the coming years, or region you are going to target?
Oh, we're global. We have dealers in 30 plus countries. There isn't a region that we don't try to reach out, because that's the thing, is that our product is more than just a toy or a tool. It's a critical device that can literally shape the way that industries, buildings, businesses, cities, people work. So it's quite easy to kind of bring a technology like that, because there really isn't many negatives, if any at all, when it comes to the hardware and the software. So.
Okay. Also. Okay, understood. Sorry, just want to understand also, like, do you intend to develop any new product or service as a part of your growth plan in the coming years?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I would think that's the dream and hope for every company. As markets grow and as they grow as a company, you know, you want to release new products, and that's definitely something that we push and strive for, is that to be, you know, having the most innovative technology and the newest types of products. So. I would definitely say yes. Yes. Always look out for something new from Green
So
Valley.
can you elaborate, like, which particular you are going to target the new product or the new technology? Any
I
specific
mean, it
one?
would just, I mean, no specifics, no, no, but ALS and TLS, so aerial and terrestrial scanning, however that may be, will be there.
Okay. Yeah. Also, like, when it comes to adopting these particular growth plans, so, like, what are the challenges that you are facing or expect to face that particular challenge while implementing your growth plan?
Anything that we can yeah, I don't have an answer for you there.
Okay, no issues. Apart from that, like, also want to understand, like, is your company engaged with any particular consulting organization for your growth planning or the strategic decision making?
Yeah, we have business development managers. We have a really strong team, so we'll be we do a lot of internal movement and change, so you don't usually find out about it until it's already implemented.
Okay. So apart from that, like, any outside consulting organization have you engaged with in the past?
Say that again.
Like, in the past, for any particular strategic decision making, is your company have engaged with any particular consulting organization?
No, not typically. We tend to do everything internally, and if we do, it's usually again handled internally.
Okay, understood. So, like, your company is doing all the particular research internally for any particular strategic decision making, correct?
Yes, yeah, we have a trove of teams who pretty much put together what is needed and bring it forth to the powers that be, and then we make decisions.
So suppose, like, if for any particular growth plan, if you have to engage with any particular consulting organization, so what are the key decision making criteria you are going to evaluate for those particular consulting organization, to hire those particular consulting organization?
That is, it's on a need to know basis at the time of the need, so.
Okay. It's a need to know basis. And like when it comes to understood the like any particular project we are talking about with these particular consulting organization, any like on a market study or any particular strategic planning exercise, which is of 4 to 6 weeks. So what is an appropriate budget you think like to allocate for engaging a consulting organization on any particular market study or strategic planning exercise?
I prefer not talking about that. And I actually got to go. I do have a meeting. So thank you, though, for your time.
Not an issue. Apart from that, like Cody, like just last thing, that we are also profiling your company in our particular study. So if you have any particular quote to add with in that particular company profile section, so just let us know. And we will definitely add what you want to showcase about your company.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
We are preparing a study, and in that particular study, we have a company profile section where we are profiling your company as well to showcase like what your company currently providing in the geospatial market. So if you want to quote anything particular about your company, so you can share with us as well on mail ID.
Okay. Okay. Send me over the email.
Okay. Okay, Gody. Yeah. So it's nice talking to you, Gody. Have a nice day. Thank
you. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.